is the man for today.
Aw, shucky ducky was a way for me to say I am thrilled to be here. Why not just say that?
Herman Cain.
Herman Cain.
Solutions for a better America.
This is your host, Herman Cain. Thank you for joining us, because you know we're going to tell you the truth. Give you the facts, because we want you to be better informed and inspired to help make this a better United States of America. Thank you for joining us. You know, there are a lot of things in the news that I consider to be noise, intended for you to worry, when there isn't a thing you can do about it except wait until the final result. You hear a lot of rhetoric about immigration. You hear a lot of rhetoric about DACA. You hear a lot of rhetoric about the wall. And there's nothing you can do about it except listen to all of the noise and get all stirred up. And unfortunately, some people convert it into worry. There's an old saying, worry is like a rocking chair. It keeps you moving, but you don't go anywhere. So don't let all of the noise in the media, the distractions in the media, cause you to worry. Just like when the tax bill was moving through, I said, wait until we know what the final plan is. So relative to DACA, relative to all of this other stuff, wait until we know what the final plan is. Now, relative to the wall, President Trump has drawn a line in the sand. That much we do know. What the details of the deal is going to be, we don't know. He was asked if he would ever support an immigration bill that does not include funding for a border wall.
We need the wall. We have to have the wall for security purposes. Security is number one.
What part of security is number one don't the Democrats understand? I can tell you. It's all about trying to cement a block of voters. They don't care about security. They just want to cement a block of voters. So when you hear about things on the TV and in the news, folks, that there isn't absolutely anything you can do about it, don't worry. Because worry is like a rocking chair. It keeps you moving, but you don't go anywhere. Now, three big things that can impact you. Number one, things that can impact you, I would say, is the wall. Now, not that you can impact the discussions about the wall, but national security would impact you and me. That's why the president has drawn a line in the sand. And he has an optimistic tone when it comes to getting an immigration deal.
I really believe they're going to come up with a solution to the DACA problem, which has been going on for a long time, and maybe beyond that, immigration as a whole. But any solution has to include the wall, because without the wall, it all doesn't work.
It all doesn't work. And I can tell you right now that the Democrats are going to try to wrangle as much as they can and do as little as they can in order to not allow the president to get the wall that he has talked about. It's a matter of security. That's important to you. That's important to me. That's important to the nation. But as far as some of the Democrats are concerned, it's all about the rhetoric. It's all about a political victory. And as far as the DACA thing, I told you before, I don't have a problem with 800,000 people wanting to feel some sense of security about being in this country. But I don't believe that they should be given automatic amnesty. And that's what the Democrats have been pushing for. And if they can't get that, they filibuster, they stall. They shouldn't get automatic amnesty. That's what the Democrats want. Why? If they get automatic amnesty, oh, they figure they got 800,000 votes at least, plus all of the other Hispanics who's going to be sympathetic with the Democrats because the Democrats believe it's going to say, we care about you. Yeah, that's what they've been telling black people since the 1960s. By the way, I'm going to be doing a Martin Luther King Jr. special on Monday, so tune in at the regular time. It's a holiday for our company, but my view is I want to remind people of what Dr. King stood for and where we are today relative to what he stood for in the 1960s. Big item number two, libel laws. You're probably saying, why do I care about libel laws? I can tell you why. Because a lot of people in the media hide behind the First Amendment. And you better have a lot of money and be committed to a court case if you're going to sue somebody for libel. Speaking of that, President Trump does. And he said Wednesday he will take a strong look at the nation's libel laws following the publication of Michael Wolff's book that paints a chaotic and dysfunctional picture of his presidency.
So that when somebody says something that is false and defamatory about someone, that person will have meaningful recourse in our courts.
But you see, the thing now, you can sue somebody for libel, but it's going to cost you a lot of money. And a lot of people in the media and a lot of people out there who want to say nasty things about you know that you may not have the money to defend yourself. Take the situation when I ran for president. A number of people asked me, why didn't you hang in there? I would have had to initiate 3 lawsuits against the 3 accusers. That's 3 sets of lawyers. That would have required a whole lot of money. And I was already funding part of my presidential startup. And so the press and others know, Michael Wolff knows, that if Donald Trump decides to sue him for libel, he's not going to make enough money off that book to be able to go as far as President Trump can go. But what President Trump is saying is we need to take a look at the libel laws, because too often people in the media, people in the press get away with hiding behind the First Amendment. The First Amendment says freedom of the press. It does not say freedom to lie or to defame. So that's what he wants, why he wants to take a look at it. And he's doing it for one simple reason. He wants fairness. He had a prepared statement before a cabinet meeting where he blasted the current laws as a sham and a disgrace. Number 3, the economy. This one really wasn't my big number 3 item before I got up this morning. But after I got up this morning, it became my big number 3. And here's why. Quinnipiac has just released its latest poll on the president. And they have grabbed onto this idea that the president may or may not be fit. I normally have a lot of respect for the Quinnipiac poll. But this one, I'm not sure if they are trying to play to a large audience out there or what. Because they conducted a poll this week where they concluded, quote, Trump is intelligent but not fit or level-headed. Says who? I read an article the other day that in the psychiatric profession, they have a rule. You don't pass judgments on somebody's fitness or their psychiatric condition based upon not seeing them. That's crazy. The liberal media has appointed itself psychiatrist of the president. And if they can get that story to spin in the media for a few days, they will achieve their objective. And listen to this. They go on to say that in the first year of this presidency, it was a disaster. Let me get this straight. Walmart just announced that they're going to raise their minimum wage from $8 to $11 without the government mandating it. Another number of companies have announced that they're going to give bonuses to employees. The ones that we can count and that we know about is now up to 2.3 million people that are going to get bonuses, stimulated by the tax plan. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, which impacts your 401k and your IRA, is still above 2,500. A lot of people thought it was going to correct itself. Unemployment is at a consistent low. Black unemployment is at an all-time record low. And you call this first year a disaster? You see, there are some people that no matter what you show them in terms of actual results, it's not going to impact their perception. So that's why when Quinnipiac came out with this poll, the perception is 39% of the voters give him an F. Why? Because that's what the liberal media has been telling people. Even though in the same poll, it shows that 66% of American voters say that the nation's economy is excellent or good. And here's the troubling part. 49% say it's because of President Barack Obama. You talking about being misinformed. Obama had nothing to do with what we have seen in nearly the first 12 months of this presidency. Coming up, a few news nuggets of the day for you not to worry about.
Breaking news, experience, and insight. Herman Cain brings it to you every day on the radio and at HermanCain.com.